said I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options, and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu, and I looked deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. Said I was finally the husband that most of the time I wasn't, and I became a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition, and I went three times that year, I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book, and I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. And then I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu, and I dug deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. Like tomorrow was a gift and you got eternity to think about what you do with it. What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu, and I looked deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I watched an eagle as it was flying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying.
That song inspired the study that we're about to embark on over the next 30 days, next 4 weeks. Live like you were dying. Most of you know the story of Tim McGraw and his dad. Tug McGraw used to pitch for the Phillies, and toward the end of Tug's life, he spent a lot of time with his dad, Tim did, with Tug, and a lot of those words came from the conversations that they had with each other. Several months ago, something came across my desk, and as I had been praying about a study for this fall, something to kind of kickstart our small group ministry and whatnot, I came across some information about Live Like You Were Dying, and I thought, what is this all about? And then when I heard the song and saw the video, well, my heart was touched. I said, this has got to connect with our people at Bethel Church. This is a song from our culture. This is a song that I think everybody can relate to. Certainly I can, somebody who lost their dad about 15 years ago. But more importantly, it's a question that all of us need to ask. How would we live our lives if we knew we were dying? If we knew we only had, say, 30 days left on earth? How would we spend our time? How would we engage our different relationships? How would we prepare to enter the next life, eternity? How does God want us to live as we prepare to die? I've got to believe that this is probably, I can't say for sure, this has probably got to be one of the most thought-provoking and challenging studies that we've ever done, because it's dealing with some pretty deep stuff, some pretty heavy stuff that we may not think about on a day-in, day-out basis. An important thing we have to realize is that we are dying. Each and every one of us is terminal. Life here on earth, our human lives, well, there's a 100% mortality rate. We're all going to die someday. We've got three or four people in our congregation that are closer to it than others. Some of them we just lost this weekend. Others are battling terminal illnesses. They have an idea about how much longer they've got, but we don't. But what if we knew that we only had 30 days to live? That's what this study is all about. That's what we're going to explore in these small groups and in these books that we've got to look at our daily lives and to read daily about them. Another fact that we need to deal with and wrestle with during this study is that in this life is not all there is. This life is not all there is. The grave is not the end for us. We will spend eternity somewhere. Think about that. You're going to live forever somewhere. But the good news is that God has provided a way to spend eternal life with Him through faith in Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus' death and resurrection is a gift from God. A gift by God through faith, not by works, in which we can live eternally. You know how long eternity is? It's a very, very, very long time. It never ends. It is eternal. And we're going to spend eternity with one another and with God. But Jesus did not come to bring us just eternal life either. Jesus came to bring us abundant life, fruitful life, overflowing life, a life rich. He says in John 10:10, "My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life." Jesus came to give us not only eternal life, but abundant life as well. Now, when I say abundant life, you're probably thinking, yeah, my life's abundant already. You should see my calendar. You should see my to-do list. You should see my list at home of things I've got to do. We're not talking about an overcrowded and overloaded and overwhelming list of things to do. We're talking about a life, abundant life, a life that's focused on today, a life that's focused on relationships, a life that's focused on blessings from God. And that's what I'm hoping the outcome of this study will be, is to help us see how the abundant life is possible in this life and eternal life in the life to come. The text for this first week of our 5-week study, this is week number one, and we have 4 more Sundays with messages coming up after this, and these messages will come after you have met in your small groups. When you've met in your small groups, you're going to hear about it next Sunday, about what the first week is all about. But this day, today, is about living like you are dying, and that message from Paul is from Romans 13, verses 11 and 12. I'd like for you all to read it with me, if you could, if you can see that. Hopefully you can. Read it with me. "This is all the more urgent. for you know how late it is. Time is running out. Wake up, for our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is almost gone. The day of salvation will soon be here. So remove your dark deeds like dirty clothes and put on the shining armor of right living. There are three challenges that I'd like to present to you and offer you today. And on the back of your bulletin, there's a space to write down these three things, which hopefully will help you in your journey over the next 30 days and beyond. The first challenge is that we are challenged to live with a sense of urgency. Urgency. Write that down in that blank on the back of your bulletin. Live with a sense of urgency. Paul says, "This is all the more urgent, for you know how late it is. Time is running out." A bunch of college students were asked, if they could know the date of their death, would they want to know? 87% of them said no. They don't want to know. How many of you would like to know the date of your death? Okay, a couple of you. It's something to think about, though. But a lot of us think that we're going to live forever in this life. A lot of young people think they're going to live forever, and they don't think about these things. But I'm telling you, somebody just turned 55, I'm thinking about it a little more. I'm thinking about when is God going to call me home? How am I going to die? Things like that. But a lot of people don't think about that. People are dying every minute of every day. Did you know that since this service started, about 4,500 people died in the world? 4,500. 6,000 an hour. Did you know that? I looked it up on the internet. About 6,000 people an hour die every day. Some people get to the end of their lives, towards the end of their lives, and they ask questions like, where did my life go? What did it amount to? Where did it go? What happened? They may have some regrets. They may realize missed opportunities and left some business unfinished. Someone has called it the someday syndrome. The someday syndrome. Someday, I'm gonna, you fill in the blank. Someday, I'm going to go back to college. Someday, I'm going to reconcile my differences with so-and-so, or maybe a parent or a loved one. Someday, I'm going to spend more time with my kids. Someday. You know what that's called? Procrastination. Anybody here procrastinate? Yeah, put off and put off. Yeah, I went to a website for procrastination. What came up on the screen was coming soon. Read a story about a guy that went back to a home that he used to live in 20 years ago. And he was able to rummage around the house and look around. And he went up into the attic and he found a jacket that was stuck down between one of the floor joists or whatnot. And he pulled that old jacket out, 20-some years old, and he started looking at it, and he started fishing around in the pockets to see if he left anything in the pockets. Well, when he found the jacket and he looked in the pocket, he found a stub from the shoe repair shop. And he'd forgotten all about that pair of shoes that he'd had repaired, had new soles put on. And he thought to himself, you know what, I'm going to go down to that shoe store. It's still there. The same guy still owns it. Says, I'm going to go see if they've got those shoes. So he walks downtown, he goes into the store, and he presents the ticket. He says, you still got these shoes? He said, just a minute, let me go in the back. He's in there for about 3 or 4 minutes, and he comes back out and says, they'll be ready Friday.